Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. T-501 Golden Eagle of Indonesian Air Force holds aero operation in Nusa Tenggara Province. Indonesian military and the National Police Polri are asked to guard posts in border country. And now the news in detail. A total of 3 T-50I Golden Eagle Indonesian Air Force fighter units from the Air Force Squadron 15 carried out by the aero operation and terrain exploration in the airspace of Nusa Tenggara Province for 3 days. Eltaris Air Force Head of Information and Literature, First Lieutenant Hafiq Shadik in Kupang on Monday said that the aero operation and terrain exploration are conducted from Monday to Wednesday, roaming locations in all the province's areas, including border areas, both land, sea, and air. 3 units of the T-50I Golden Eagle fighter from the Air Squadron 15 based on the Iswahyudi Air Base will guard and monitor the sovereignty of Indonesia in the island-based province. In addition to the T-50I Golden Eagle fighter, a US 332 Super Puma helicopter from the Air Squadron 6 at the Atang Sanjaya Air Force Base Bogor is also deployed to help guard the East Nusa Tenggara province area from various threats. Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Politics, Laws and Securities Wiranto asked the Indonesian military and the Indonesian police to conduct cross-border state posts which had been built by the government. It was said by Wiranto after the meeting with Coordinating, Controlling and Development of the State Border in 2019 in Jakarta on Monday. He said that the fragility of the border area becomes a gap in the entry of drug smuggling, terrorists, and so on. Minister Wiranto further said the fragility of the border region due to the difficulty of communication networks, no electricity network, and lack of transportation. Therefore, Joko Widodo and Yusuf Kala government has built 7 cross-border posts in the border regions from the 18 cross-border posts that will be built. In addition to defense and security, there should be constructed facilities such as elementary school, markets, people health center, community craft center, which are able to create new economy in the border region. Commission 1 of the House of Representatives DPR and Indonesian government discussed the ratification of Indonesia's cooperation agreement with Belarus about defense industry in Jakarta on Monday. The Indonesian government, which was represented by Defense Minister Ria Mizar Riakudu, said that the cooperation was very important in a bid to open opportunities for Indonesia to transfer defense technology. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Ria Mizar Riakudu in Jakarta said that the cooperation will open opportunities for Indonesia to transfer the technology. He explained, Belarus, as a former country of the Soviet Union, has defense which is similar to other countries and offered defense cooperation with Indonesia in terms of maintenance of combat equipment. In addition, Belarus also offered supporting products and service in the manufacture of defense equipment product. State-owned electricity company PT PLN is targeting to complete 3,963 megawatts installed capacity this year to reach 7,000 megawatts installed capacity, or 20% of the 35,000 megawatt electricity program introduced by President Joko Widodo 4 years ago. As quoted by the JakartaPost.com on Monday, the state-owned electricity company PT PLN Strategic Procurement Director Supangkat Iwan Santoso said the additional capacity would come from a number of power plants. Supangkat also explained that there are also a number of small power plants that would begin operation this year, but coal-fired power plants would provide the largest contribution. Previously, Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry Electricity Director General Andy N. Someng said, as of December 2018, from the 35,000 megawatt program, 2,899 megawatt had entered commercial operation. Projects that would generate 18,207 megawatts were under construction. This news comes to you over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government has cut red tape in procuring land to facilitate the oil and gas industry's upstream business. Through a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the Upstream Oil and Gas Regulatory Agency, ownership of the land used by oil and gas contractors will belong to the Agrarian and Spatial Planning Ministry. As quoted by the JakartaPost.com, Agrarian and Spatial Planning Minister Sofian Jalil, at the MOU signing ceremony recently in Jakarta said that the regulatory agency believed that issuing a state property certificate would assure security and legality of the land used for upstream projects. He also added that the new policy would help avoid overlapping ownership claims. Sofian also said the land procurement policy was based on Law No. 2, Year 2012, on acquiring land for development. He also explained that the government has also given the industry discretionary status under Law No. 2, Year 2012, by declaring it a public interest sector. Indonesian Trade Ministry assessed that the Philippines is a strategic partner for Indonesia. The country has become the third country with surplus trade position for Indonesia. It was said by Director General of Foreign Trade, the Ministry of Trade, Oke Nurwan, in Jakarta on Monday. Related to the Philippine interest that wants Indonesia to be more open for onion and banana products, Oke said that the Philippines needs to meet stipulated criteria by Indonesian Agriculture Ministry. The Indonesian Agriculture Ministry is visiting Philippines to make sure that Philippines' product is free of pest. If the product of onions and bananas from Philippines meet the requirements, then exporters and importers from the two countries will be met to continue the procedure. In 2017, Indonesian non-oil gas export to the Philippines reached $6.6 billion, whereas non-oil gas from the Philippines to Indonesia amounted to $859 million. And the last item, Indonesian Real Estate Broker Association Chairman Lucas Bong has called on the government to relax regulations on property ownership for foreigners to help the country's property industry grow. Lucas said it was still difficult for foreigners to acquire property in Indonesia, despite many expressing the desire to do so. As quoted by the JakartaPost.com, Lucas Bong recently stated that the association wants the government to open up ownership of luxury apartments to foreigners. Many foreigners, such as those from Japan, Hong Kong, and other Asian countries, actually want to buy apartments. Lucas said giving opportunities to foreigners to own apartments valued at 10 billion rupiah or about $712 million to 20 billion rupiah would not cause harm and instead benefit the property industry. Lucas projected property growth to reach 6% this year, while if the government allowed foreigners to own property, the growth could reach 30%. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. T-50I Golden Eagle of Indonesian Air Force holds aero operation in East Nusa Tenggara province. Indonesian military and the National Police Polri are asked to guard posts in border country. And listeners, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. For today's topic is Indonesian intensively carrying out promotion in early 2019. Entering 2019, Indonesia is actively carrying out promotion overseas. The promotion is carried out by the Indonesian Embassy in the country of placement and international meetings. Some of the programs that received remarks from the local community included the promotion of 10 New Bali in tabletop meeting in Lutania, Indonesian product exhibition in Pakistan, and Indonesian product exhibition at the 36th Khartoum International Trade Fair in Sudan, including Indonesia Night that has just taken place on the sidelines of the implementation of the World Economic Forum 2019 in Davos, Switzerland. Indonesia must indeed promote itself. Many targets had been announced for this year. For example, in the field of tourism, Indonesia targets 20 million foreign tourist visits. Although the number of foreign tourist arrivals until November 2018 has only reached 14.4 million, Indonesia remains optimistic the target of 20 million foreign tourist visits can be achieved. The Indonesia Night was also welcomed by the international community. Indonesia is indeed using the event held every year to expand networking and promotion of various leading sectors. At the same time, it attracted the interest of global business people who were present at the World Economic Forum to collaborate or invest in areas of interest in Indonesia. In his opening speech, Permanent Representative of the Republic of Indonesia at the United Nations, WTO and other organizations in Geneva, Ambassador Hasan Klepp emphasized that the Indonesia Night more than just a promotion of Indonesian posture and profile in Davos. The event is also a momentum to keep showing Indonesian bright future at the global level. The Indonesia Night also provides an opportunity to build networks and improve connections among business stakeholders by exploring every potential and business opportunity with Indonesia. It is hoped that the international community will not only be interested, but take concrete action to visit and invest in Indonesia. Indonesia must show its potential and advantages as an investment destination. With regulation that simplify the licensing process, Indonesia must also take advantage of the momentum of the trade wars between China and United States. For example, by showing that Indonesia has the potential as the right destination for business relocation. In addition, Indonesia must actively promote industrial investment 4.0 and shape the image of Indonesia in line with technological developments and global innovation in various fields. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history begins with January the 29th, 1950. General Sudirman dies. The great General Sudirman passed away in Magelang on January the 29th, 1950, at the age of 34 years. Before he died, Sudirman fought against the Dutch colonizers from the forest to the forest while fighting chronic tuberculosis. His last position was the Commander-in-Chief of the Indonesian National Army. General Sudirman's death became a sorrow for all the people of Indonesia. The half-mast flag was raised and thousands of people gathered to watch the funeral processions. General Sudirman continues to be respected by the people of Indonesia today. The guerrilla resistance was established as a means of developing esprit de corps for the Indonesian army. The 100-kilometer guerrilla route he took must be followed by Indonesian cadets before graduating from the military academy today. On December 10, 1964, he was declared an Indonesian national hero. Turning to January the 29th, 1996, France stops testing nuclear forever. On January the 29th, 1996, the French government finally decided to stop nuclear tests in the South Pacific. The decision was taken a day after France held its sixth nuclear test as well as the largest in the region. As a result of the tests, which were held again in June, there was a boycott of French products throughout the world. After being challenged both from within the country and internationally, finally, the then French President Jacques Chirac relented. In the same year, France then signed a free zone agreement from nuclear in the South Pacific. In addition, France also signed a comprehensive agreement on the prohibition of the nuclear tests, which automatically ended all future nuclear test plans. RN Today in History with January the 29th, 2013. SCAT Airlines Flight 760 crash. On January the 29th, 2013, SCAT Air Flight 760, a Bombardier aircraft operated by SCAT Airlines, crashed in a thick misty area near Almaty, Kazakhstan, and killed 16 passengers and 5 crew on board. The plane that flew from Kokshetau to Almaty fell about 5 kilometers from the main Almaty airport near the village of Kizil-2 at 1 p.m. local time. AirSCAT said in a statement that none had survived this incident. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Haruskah kau percaya ucapan mereka yang tak suka melihat kita bersama bahagia saling mencinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. But the topic of today's is Indonesia encourages the United Nations Security Council to address the peace process in Colombia. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Republic of Indonesia, Retno Marsudi, said Indonesia believes that the Colombian government has a strong commitment to advance the peace process in Colombia. This was expressed during a meeting with the members of the UN Security Council in New York, which discussed the development of peace process between the government of Colombia and the Revolucionary Armed Group, Fuerzas Armadas Revolucionarias de Colombia, FARC, at the UN headquarters in New York. Kemlo.co.id reported on the occasion that Minister Retno affirmed that Indonesia is happy to be able to support the peace process in Colombia. She also stated that at the request of the government of Colombia, in 2015, Minister Retno and the Indonesian delegation to Colombia shared the experience of the peace process between the Governor Republic of Indonesia and the Free Aceh Movement. Furthermore, Minister Retno emphasized that the successful implementation of the peace agreement between the Governor of Colombia and the FARC depends on the commitment of all parties involved. To support the implementation of the Colombian peace agreement, Minister Retno expressed the readiness of Indonesia to cooperate with Colombia in a bid to support past conflict programs, especially demobilization, disarmament, and reintegration. She emphasized that an active post-conflict reintegration and peace-building process are the key to the successful implementation of the peace agreement. In addition to the reintegration process, Minister Retno Marsudi also emphasized the importance of challenges to security in Colombia to be managed properly and to encourage the success of the peace process. She added that law enforcement must also continue to be paid attention to human rights. She also said that both sides have to carry out the agreed commitments. This reminds us that the success of the peace process depends on how far each side respects its commitment. In the meeting, Minister Retno Marsudi emphasized the importance of all members of the UN Security Council unifying their views in helping Colombia towards stable and lasting peace. UN Secretary Council support and the international community are indeed needed so that the peace process runs smoothly. The signing of the peace agreement between the Government of Colombia and FARC in 2016 was an historic event that resulted in an end of 50-year conflict and one of the longest conflicts in the world. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Aku malu padamu. sedang jatuh cinta. Mengapa semua begitu indah dilihat, begitu sedap dipandang,
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we take you to visit Desert and Blue Lake in Bintan. Stay tuned. Listener, Bintan is one of the islands in Riau Islands province. The island has remarkable maritime tourism. Bintan has a plethora of magnificent beaches with white sand facing the South China Sea. On the island, there are two renowned tourism objects called Gurun Pasir Telaga Biru or the Desert and Blue Lake of Bintan. These objects have become the favorite spots for tourists to enjoy their holiday in Bintan. The Desert and Blue Lake object is located at Busung Village, Tanjung Uban Subdistrict, Bintan Regency, Riau Islands Province. The object can be accessed within 45 minutes from the Raja Haji Visabilillah or RHF Airport of Tanjung Pinang and the Tanjung Urban Port. Meanwhile, it takes 15 minutes to arrive at these objects from the Tanjung Uban Port. These tourism objects open every day. Visitors do not need to pay for entrance tickets. They only have to pay for parking tickets if they use their vehicles. Listener, in these objects, you can discover the beauty of the Blue Lake surrounded by a 6,000-hectare desert. If you are keen on photography, especially taking selfie, there are various properties you can choose to make your photos look more stunning, such as swing, camel doll, ornaments from bamboo, and spot for archery. For those of you who would like to visit these objects, especially at daylight, we suggest you to bring eyeglasses, hats, and footwear due to the extreme heat at daylight. The Desert and Blue Lake objects used to be an area of bauxite mining which had solidified like coral for thousands of years. The area was abandoned. The former open pit mines were filled by rainwater that gradually turned into a blue lake. Realizing the potential of the area, Local people manage this area to be a scenic tourism attraction, captivating a great number of tourists. Listener, you have just listened to Indonesian Wonder about the desert and blue lake of Bintan. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Goodbye for now.
Ku nyanyi selalu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the world on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, an audio lesson that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia program is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia RRI Overseas Broadcasting Station and the Language Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is apa itu or what is it? Next, I will give an example of a conversation entitled Apa Itu or What Is It? This conversation between Tony from England and Sinta from Indonesia. When the plane will land, the flight attendant gives a warning about the prohibition of carrying drugs. Tony doesn't understand about narkoba. He asks Sinta.
Sinta, maaf.
Ya? Yeah?
Pramugari bilang nar-nar apa?
Narkoba.
Apa itu narkoba?
Narkoba adalah singkatan dari narkotika dan obat-obatan terlarang.
Maaf, tolong ulangin.
Narkotika dan obat-obatan terlarang.
Narkotika dan obat-obatan terlarang.
Iya, benar.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, apa itu, which means, what is it? I will say the words 2 times and you can repeat after me. Maaf, maaf, which means sorry. Pramugari, pramugari, which means flight attendants. Mengatakan, mengatakan, which means to say. Apa itu narkoba, apa itu narkoba? What is narkoba? Singkatan dari narkotika dan obat-obatan terlarang. Singkatan dari narkotika dan obat-obatan terlarang, which means it's an abbreviation of narkotika dan obat-obatan terlarang or illegal drugs. Tolong ulangi. Tolong ulangi, which means please repeat. Ya benar. Ya benar, which means yes, that's right. Apa itu beca? Apa itu beca? Which means, what is beca? Apa itu Trans Jogja? Apa itu Trans Yogya? Which means, what is Trans Yogya? Biskota? Biskota? Which means, city bus. To find out the meaning of definition or of a concept, you can ask apa itu narkoba? Apa itu narkoba? Which means what is narkoba? Apa itu beca? Apa itu beca? Which means what is beca? Apa itu Trans Jogja? Apa itu Trans Jogja? Which means what is Trans Jogja? However, this expression only used in everyday conversation. If you want to ask in a formal situation, you can ask apa yang dimaksud dengan narkoba? Apa yang dimaksud dengan narkoba? Which means, what is meant by narkoba? When you are asked about the definition or purpose of a concept, you can answer as expressed by Sinta. Narkoba adalah singkatan dari narkotika dan obat-obatan terlarang. Narkoba adalah singkatan dari narkotika dan obat-obatan terlarang. which means narkoba is an abbreviation of narcotics and obat-obatan terlarang or illegal drugs. If someone asks you, apa itu Transyogya? Apa itu Transyogya? Which means, what is Transyogya? You can answer, Transyogya adalah bus kota yang ada di Yogyakarta. Transyogya adalah bus kota yang ada di Yogyakarta, which means Transyogya is a city bus in Yogyakarta. If you do not hear your partner's explanation, you can ask him to repeat the explanation by saying, maaf, tolong ulangi. Maaf, tolong ulangi, which means sorry, please repeat. Before ending, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today or Indonesian. For more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation once more.
Sinta, maaf.
Ya.
Pramugari bilang nar-nar apa?
Narkoba.
Apa itu narkoba?
Narkoba adalah singkatan dari narkotika dan obat-obatan terlarang.
Maaf, tolong ulangin.
Narkotika dan obat-obatan terlarang.
Narkotika dan obat-obatan terlarang.
Iya, benar.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Dia berlalu meninggalkan semua, hanya untuknya. Tiada kata berpisah bila harus berakhir segalanya. Bersama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we accompany you with an Indonesian Malay song titled Sri Lanka. The strong strain of Malay musical instruments is the dominant characteristic of the song. Sri Lanka is the name of Malay kingdom in Riau. The kingdom has several important ports. One of them is Kuala Tungkal. The song aims to inform us about the social customs of the Malay kingdom during its victorious era and show how powerful the kingdom was during that time. Allahyarham Datuk Sudirman bin Haji Arsyad and Zaliha Hamid are the two singers who popularized the song. The lyrics of the song consist of traditional Malay poems about advice and reminder for human beings. Well, listener, let's listen to Sri Lanka sung by Jamal Abdillah featuring Amelina.
Isaplah rokok tembakau Cina,
amboi.
Asapnya terbang kemana-mana,
amboi.
Jangan marah abang bertanya, adik yang manis siapa namanya,
amboi.
Sri Lanka,
amboi.
Sri Lanka.
Sapu tangan indah warnanya,
amboi.
Indah berselam sekutu. Ada yang punya
amboi Sri Lanka,
amboi Sri Lanka. Merah merekah buah delima, mari santap bersama-sama. Jangan marah abang bertanya deh, adik yang manis dah berdandan cantik nak kemana.
Abang ni janganlah suka menggoda.
Lapuran sungainya lebar,
amboi.
Sungai mengalir di tengah kota,
amboi.
Melihat adik hati berdebar, rasanya abang hendak jatuh cinta,
amboi. Sri Lanka,
amboi. Sri Lanka. Anaklah darah petik mengguru,
amboi.
Masa
cinta kasih sudah berpaling, kalaulah jodoh takkan kemana.
Amboi Sri Lanka,
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 amboi
Sri Lanka,
amboi
Sri Lanka.
Voice of Indonesia.
Seiring balam dengan merbah, merbah bersarang di buku buluh. Seiring salam dengan sembah, sembah kami jalan sepuluh.
Ambil segenggam batang keran, dibuat nak darah jadi mainan. Sambutlah salam dari kami, buat menghibur tuan dan puan.
Ikan cucut di daun pisang, hendak dimasak dalam loyang. Lagu dibuka, joget putih pisang, dirangkaikan terus, Cik Minah sayang. Musik.
Bye.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at VOI Indonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.